this is perfect. This will get Al Dukes back in a restaurant. It's a Japanese restaurant here in the city that refuses to take a tip. You cannot leave a tip at this restaurant, so much so that if you do, they will chase you down and give you your money back. And they actually interviewed a customer who left a tip, and then the employee said, no, and ran back and handed the cash. You will not tip us here. And the reason why they're doing this is because they want it to be an authentic Japanese experience all the way to the business side, where you just do not tip at Japanese restaurants. So they want to make it everything exactly the same, so you can't tip. So if you're looking for a new place to go, that's your place, Al. And I'm wondering, you know, maybe does this catch on with other restaurants? And then all of a sudden, bang, the no tipping explosion has happened. Because this place, super successful right now.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to catch on. Because restaurant owners just pass that on to the customers. Like, this Japanese restaurant now has to pay actual hourly wage as opposed to $3 an hour or whatever it is.
And the way that the staff works is there's not one particular server for a table. It's just like, it's this very well-oiled machine that they have that everybody does something else. So if you go in there as an employee, you're not just a server. Like, you've got to do everything. You got to know front of house, back of house.
And by the way, they're probably paid as such.
They are.
You know, they're paid very well. And that's why. And so, yeah, you'll see that in your bill for sure. But it also just basically the awkwardness or the unhappiness of giving a tip like you have. Maybe you should go here and check it out and see. Do you like Japanese food?
I do.
You like sushi?
Yes, I do.
All right.
So there you go.
Here's another tip from Al Dukes.
Oh.
Hold on. I have to find it again, but let's see if it comes right up. Let's see. No tip restaurants. How a Japanese ramen spot. Ichiran. Ichiran is the name of the place, and it is in Midtown, which I know isn't ideal for Al, but no
tipping.
We could
get that down in Asbury Park. I'm in.
Ichiran at Asbury Park.
Ichi, gichi, ya, ya, da, da.
You don't put the tip in.
Yeah, I mean, it's I do have to say, and I'm an over-tipper. Gina gets mad with the over-tipping.
Listen, Al, you go, you're going to take this tip.
you're going to take this tip.
This is just the tip.
But one thing I will say is when they flip around a iPad screen and ask for a tip in a situation where you're just getting a cup of coffee or something like that.
Yep.
That's too much.
Like at the counter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Picking up takeout.
Yeah. They flip the thing around and then it's like, hit this for 22%. It's like, come on. Brian in Westchester. What's going on, Brian?
Gentlemen, how are you this morning?
Great, man. What's up?
I'm a restaurant owner, and I wanted to touch base on all of Al's issues with restaurants and all the different problems he has with the food, with the tipping, with the wages, with everything. This industry has been ravaged over the last 4 years, starting with COVID and then all of the expenses that have gone through the roof. What is Al's problem? Do you realize how the finances work within restaurants and how
I don't.
We're able to charge what we charge?
No, so here's so here's how I do the math in my head, and you tell me how it's different. So you don't have to pay the waiters and waitresses full hourly wage, okay?
Right. Do you know what that wage is or no?
I don't.
Okay. So within New York, that tip-based minimum wage is $10.65 an hour. So the way that that's justified is that the minimum wage within New York City, Westchester, Nassau County is $16 an hour. So we're allowed to pay $10.65 an hour, considering the fact that they'll make up the extra $5.35 an hour from tips based on customers coming in and whatever the case is. So it's not a huge discount like it used to be 20 years ago. We used to be able to pay $3 an hour or whatever. Now it's up to $10.65 an hour. New York State raised that rate. It's not to help the employee. The problem was that the servers and the tip-based employees were not making enough money within their paycheck for New York State to get their taxes. So these people would work 40 hours a week. They would make their earnings. And then the problem was is that New York State didn't have enough money within that check to take out their taxes. So they raised the hourly rate for these tip-based employees. These tip-based employees don't see any more money. The more you raise it, it's just so they can get their more of their tax revenue. So I have employees right now working 40 hours a week at $10.65 an hour. That's, you know, whatever that it comes out to be, $440, $430 a week. Their net checks at the end of the week are literally $100 simply because they get taxed on their tips as well. So I can't sell, if I was to have to pay $16 an hour, which is minimum wage, which no one's going to work for in this industry. So let's just argumentatively say that I can pay $16 an hour and not have people, customers come in and tip. They're going to come in and I'm literally going to have to charge $42 for a chicken dish.